What's up, y'all? You're about to listen to a new episode of Let It Out. Coming up next. All right, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Let It Out Show.
Woo!
This is your host, Rubenati.
And your boy, Griff.
Yeah, man.
With authority.
To a new episode of 2022.
Yo, 4 years in. 4 years in.
Almost.
4 years in.
Yeah, almost, man. Almost there.
This is what's
That's crazy,
up.
Right? I didn't even notice that. It just happened.
Like, you know the expression, time flies when you're having fun?
That's true,
it's
man.
It's just been scooting.
It's insane that...
I love it.
And you know what I noticed that yesterday we was talking and I looked at my phone and I'm like, yo, what? You know our first show was in 2018?
That's a long time ago.
2018, that was the first episode.
Stupid long ago.
Damn, man.
God, and we still flies. Here. Y'all still here. Thank you. Welcome. And it's nice. It's nice to chill out with y'all. See what everybody's up to.
Yeah, man. First of all, for all the people up north, up in New York, Washington, Virginia, all these people, all those places up north, I wanna say something to you all, even the people in Canada and all that. We have such a beautiful weather right now. Man, let me tell you.
Yep.
It's like you walk outside and it's like when you walk into your house and the AC is just perfect.
Yep.
But you outside.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the air conditioning is on.
But you're not indoors.
But you outside.
You're outside in fresh air.
And the sky is blue.
Yes.
Yesterday was no clouds. Remember I showed you?
That was nice.
There was no clouds up in the sky. The sky was just completely a little bit grayish, but it was blue. Like a little
light. Which is something you don't ever, I don't ever remember seeing that up north, ever, ever. Unless we was way up on a mountain or something. But you just don't have cloudless days. Like, it's
yeah. But even in Florida.
Feeling. Yeah.
The first, I've been here 20-something years, man. And the first time I ever seen that was, well, it happened 2 days in a row.
Okay.
Happened yesterday and the day before. When you look up and this is everything is blue. There's no clouds at all. Man.
Like a little bit.
We're in an open area. Like, I can see really far.
Yep.
Really far down. And I didn't see any clouds at all. 2 days in a row. It was beautiful. But I just wanted to mention that for all the people up north. No disrespect. You know, I just wanted to share with
you. Just come down and check it out one day. But don't move here. There's already too many people that live here.
Come down to Florida. speaking of too many people down here, man. I got the COVID. I get it. Listen, I probably got the new
version.
The new version, which is called what?
Is Omicron still the newest?
That, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's.
I thought there were some new ones now.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I got the one that barely kills anybody. Like, I got lucky, man.
Yep. Yeah.
Because
you didn't get the killer.
Yeah, my wife and I got it. And I have to share a story that is kind of embarrassing. Fuck, I'm gonna say it anyway.
Yo.
So, I was feeling sick, right? So I went and bought a test on CVS.
Okay, like the official kit,
like that COVID,
the blue one,
the COVID test.
It's like a blue thin box.
No, it wasn't blue. It was like purple and white or something like that.
Okay, okay.
So I went and got it. It comes two tests in a box.
Yeah.
So I went and got it and did both tests and they both came out positive. So I was like, all right, so the next step is to go to a legit testing area.
Yep.
And they are set up all over around where we live. I mean, where you go, there's a testing site.
True.
So I went to one from the county where I live at. Sorry, I take that back. I went to the county, it's the same Orange County, but it was like a different city. It's like 45 minutes away from my house. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so part of this COVID, one of the symptoms that I experienced was diarrhea.
Okay. Okay.
Diarrhea that I'm explaining to you how bad it was. So I go to the testing site and it was a line, bro. I was waiting for 3 hours.
Oh my goodness.
No joke. So I'm waiting for
what?
Three from the minute that I got there to the minute I left was 3 hours and 15 minutes, something like that. So I'm midway through and it's drive through. You're not standing, you're in your car. Just a line of people and you the car just keep moving. Like if you're
still
in traffic
3 hours long.
Yeah, it feels like you're in California and right at 3:30 in the afternoon. Right?
Bump that.
So I'm almost there. I can see the tents way down below. And I'm halfway. I can tell I'm halfway.
Okay.
Right? And I just felt like farting. At this point I didn't have diarrhea yet. Like I didn't have it. It was like I found out there that I had it. You know what I'm saying? So I had to fart. I had to fucking regular fart. I'm just driving. I'm had to regular fart, man. I'm like, I went to fart, and I shitted on myself, bro.
No.
In the line.
No. No.
I just felt a little thing come out. I was like, oh, that wasn't a fart.
Oh my. Because you didn't know.
Because I didn't expect it. Imagine that you're going to just take a regular
just like
fart.
A normal, yeah, no big deal.
And then it came out.
With
a little surprise.
It came out.
Yeah, it came out.
Bro.
A little too much. And then, no. But it was not enough to, like, I had to get out of here. It was just enough that, oh, I know something came out.
Oh, no.
I know something came out other than air.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can't put it back in. It's out. It's out. The secret is out.
It felt very liquefied, like, oh, man. So now I'm freaking the fuck out.
Of course.
So the first thing, you know, about love is when you know you love somebody, it's that person you call the first thing something happening.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Girl, I didn't know what to call my wife. I said, babe, you ain't going to walk. And she's at work. She's like, baby, I'm very busy. What's up? You okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good, but I have to tell you something. Just give me a minute. I shit on myself. And she goes like, and seriously, you gonna call me for that?
Yes.
She goes, ew. Like, yeah.
Of course, ew. Like, that's why I'm calling you. I want you to say ew with me. Don't just leave me by myself.
She goes, what you gonna do? And I'm like, I don't know.
That's why I called you. Help me out.
So now I'm in this dilemma. I've been here for an hour and a half waiting for this fucking thing, right? And I'm sitting here with shit on my ass. And I'm like, should I leave 45 minutes to the house?
No.
Or do I write this thing out?
Yes.
So,
wait, I don't know.
At this point, I hang up the phone and I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do. I'm looking for napkins in the car. And then but if I use the napkin, now I got shit in my hand. So, you're in the car, bro. Like, you got to get out the car.
Yeah, it's not a pooping device.
And there's everybody out there. Everybody's there. Like, there's a car. There's a line going that way and a line coming this way. There's cars in front of me, behind me, next to me, so there's no way out. Okay, if I leave and park and leave, go to the, ain't nobody gonna let me back up in the line. They're gonna be like, man, who are you? So I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna ride it out. Okay, so
oh my goodness,
another hour and a half.
I'm putting myself here and I have no idea what I would do either. I don't know what I would do.
I thought a lot about I'm just going, fucking, man, fuck. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm out. Right? But mind you, I have to be responsible as far as if I am positive.
Oh,
I got
okay.
a family and I got to make sure that I isolate and all these things. Right? So I said, man, I'm going to ride it out. So I started ride it out. And then when I'm almost there, there's a crew that comes to your car and takes your temperature and get the code out of your phone and all that type of stuff. So the guy comes to me and I said, my man, don't get too close because I know I really had this shit. And he goes, really? How what makes you so sure that you got this? And I'm like, I just shit it on myself.
What? You said it just like that? Like, y'all must have spit a piece of truth. I hope you're ready for it. I know I got... Bro, but here's the thing. Diarrhea is not even one of the symptoms, is it?
I guess it was. No, the answer is no.
No, it's not.
It was, because I never shared with myself before. Where did that came from, bro? You know what I'm saying? I know I'm getting old, but I'm that old that I can't trust a fart, bro. You know what I mean? Okay. Now, I cannot trust. I never trust in a fart again.
Yeah.
No, if I had to fart, I had to go to the bathroom. So, anyway, I'm. So, I told him that for the sole purpose of maybe he's saying, oh, damn, bro. Let me move you up.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Which he did.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
So, my plan worked. So, I had a plan in mind. And I said, because I shitted on myself. Wow. And he looked at me and kind of smiled and looked down and shake his head like, you crazy. And I said, no, I'm for real. And he goes, oh, seriously, bro? Like, oh, yeah, man, hold seriously. On. See what I can do for you, right? But I knew he was laughing the whole time, even though he had a mask. His eyes went like this.
Because he knows his cheek is... Okay, that's tight. But his heart went out. He was like, hey, man, it's funny, but I got you.
He saw he saw the worriness in my face. Like, I was worried. I was like, man, I got to go through this. What if he smells it? Like, I'm thinking about all kinds of shit. What if he's like, damn, son, like, what's going on in your car?
Why you don't take a shower? Look, man, I do bathe, but...
So imagine shitting yourself and clinging.
Yeah,
the same, you're clinging your ass so nothing comes out.
For 13,
no more shit
45
goes out.
Minutes.
So, for a long time. So he goes, like, let me see what I can do to help you out. And I was like, all right, bet. So I'm sitting there. He goes, and the line split. At one point, the line split into two tents.
Okay.
So for some reason, they were pulling people to the right, like... isolated. And like, okay, you go there, and the rest of the line stay here. You go there. Like, they were splitting it. Like, like they choosing whoever, right? So he was like, hey, man, well, we don't normally do this, but you can go ahead so you can go home and do your thing. And I was like, yo, man, God bless. Thank you for everything. And he let me go to the empty tent. So I didn't have to waste any longer. So that was dope. But now I got these ladies. So the good thing that saved me is that everybody have masks.
True.
So the smell so wouldn't get to
them. Hopefully they won't smell. Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, right. Hopefully. So I didn't say anybody else that I shit on myself because I was already in the tent.
Yeah, you're good to go now.
So they took care of me and I went home. Right, so when I got home, this is the thing.
Wait, is wifey home?
No, my wife is at work, but it was a Monday where the kids had no school.
Oh, okay, okay.
Recently, this happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
About a month
President's
ago.
President's Day or whatever it was.
Something like that. Some day they didn't have class. It was a Monday. So I get home, and I'm walking funny, and I'm like, they looking at me like, what's up? What are you walking like that? And I'm like, I don't have a fucking question.
What's up with you? You what know you mean, what's like, up? I'm home. Say hi. And walk away.
me going that walk of shame from the car to the bathroom and walk through them was scary as hell because I wanted to look at me like, yo.
What are you doing, Dad? What's this new pimp walk you got going?
So, I try to keep it to myself, but they smart kids and they kind of find out about the end of it. But it was something that happened to me that I had to share with my people, man, because trust me, when you turn 44, after the 40s, man, I didn't know that you cannot trust the fire. Because it doesn't matter how sick you are.
Yeah, apparently not. I mean, you felt good. You were normal, just chilling. Normal day.
I was feeling lost. Like, I was feeling like the whole time I had COVID, it felt like I had an empty space in my head. Like, there was normally room there for something, and now it's an empty space where there was echo and feeling weird and dizzy, a little bit dizzy.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it was affecting you a little
bit. So it was affecting me, but not fit. It was like mentally.
Yeah.
There was no physical pain. There was no none of that. There was headache the first day. That's why I went, because I had a massive headache.
Okay.
And pretty much that's why I went and got tested. I didn't have the sore throat. I didn't have none of that, but I did have the shits, bro. That
is weird.
That day, I went to the bathroom, like, I don't know, 10, 15 times.
Okay. So you definitely were sick.
So I had it. Yeah, I had it. So I a couple hours later, they sent you a text, hey, man, you're positive.
Boom. There
so,
you go.
So you're now like, I know.
I already know. I'm in the bathroom again.
So I locked myself in the room for 4 days.
Yep.
4 or 5 days. And then my wife got it. So then, so at that point, you know, my wife got it, and I didn't. Because I tested myself 4 days later. I tested myself 4 days later and I was negative.
Cool. You fought it off.
So perfect. Then 2 days after she got it, we went and got tested again to the site. But this time we went to a different area in Apopka where it wasn't that much weight.
Oh my goodness.
Like I told you before, Apopka, man, you don't wait for nothing.
Yeah, you just go to another spot and they get you in and out.
That day in particular that I had to go 45 minutes away, it was because the site was closed for whatever reason. They had enough personnel to run the place.
Oh yeah.
But the other day I went with my wife. It was empty. It was nobody. I didn't weigh anything. I just went there, got boom, tested it out.
Cool.
And we both were negative. She was negative like two days later after she was positive.
Wow.
Tested positive.
She fought it off quick.
And
or maybe y'all had it together. You just didn't realize it. And then.
Right.
Boom.
Maybe she's stronger than me, which could usually be. Women are stronger than
yeah,
men.
Yeah, they got some good strong organs and insides.
So that wasn't, wow. Yeah, that happened. Now,
story is insane.
I know. I told you. So, but here's the thing. How come? Some people, including a couple guys that I know around here, they were sick for 10 days and they tested positive for 10 days. Like they did it one day, 10 days later, they're still positive. And I did it for 4 days, I was clear.
In my opinion, because they didn't test positive the second and third time, they just wanted time off.
Okay.
That's what I think. I don't know for sure, but because same thing with me. I had it for, so I got COVID, I tested. I had COVID, and I want to say I had it for, like, 2 days because I was having, like, allergy symptoms. I was like, I never get allergies. What's going on? Tested. I was positive. Found out that night. And then I waited. So automatically, I was like, all right, same thing. Let me quarantine for 5 days. But on, like, Wednesday, I took it, and it was already negative. So I think I had it, like, maybe Saturday to Wednesday. That's my guess.
4 days.
Yeah, maybe 4 days.
Same as me.
So then by Thursday, Friday, tested, I was clear. Like, but all right, I'm good.
How many days out of those 4 days, how many days were you sick? Like, were you feeling ill?
Zero. Zero.
No days?
Dude, I was like I said, for me, I had allergies. Okay, never mind. That's true. I had allergy symptoms. I was sneezy. My eyes were kind of itchy. I had, like, you know, stuffy nose Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was good. I snuck out the window. I cut the grass. Well, you know, I was chilling. I was good.
You know that out of 4 days, I was sick 2 days. The first day, I had a massive headache. The second day, I had diarrhea. That's it. I didn't have back pains. I didn't have no
flu, sore throat, anything from
coughing.
A flu?
I didn't cough at
What's
all.
What's the flu stuff? Fever, body aches.
I had a fever 1 day. The first day with a headache.
Yeah.
The first day with a headache, I got the reason why I know I had a fever because of the chills. I had cold. Everybody else was why are you so cold?
You had a fever.
And I did. I could check. I was warm. Wow. But it was only 2 days. Now, I know that there's different strains of COVID. But it seems like the symptoms of the first one, which was the worst out of all, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were very similar amongst everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
true. The symptoms now are completely different, and everybody is different for everybody. Like,
true.
I had different symptoms than you did.
You should. Yeah, that's true.
My wife didn't get diarrhea either. She just got a headache.
Oh, okay.
And a little bit of chills for 1 day, and the next day she was fine. She went to work.
Wow. So it really all depends. Basically,
I don't know what it depends on. What does it depend?
The person. It depends on the person of what you're gonna get. No, because everybody, quote unquote, is getting COVID, so it just depends on the person. Because I haven't heard much of anybody being down with COVID and being like sick. They just, hey, I tested positive, and then you call them. I'm like, hey, man, I heard you had it. How you doing? I feel fine. Really, you're good? Yeah, I feel all right. Then they come back after. Like, how was it, bro? It wasn't too bad. I'm like, oh, really? Like, you good? Like, yeah. Which is crazy because, in the beginning, bro, people were down for months.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah.
Everything. No flavor. I lost my smell.
Yeah, I didn't get none of that.
I lost 400 pounds. And I'm like, I went outside and had a good day. I was chilling.
The first day, I didn't eat much.
Okay.
But in the second day, I didn't want to eat because...
I have enough of this pooping.
Yeah, enough of this pooping. You know what I mean? But anyway, so let's talk about every episode from here now on. Just want to tell everybody, we're going to talk about a little bit about my boy Griff's book.
Okay. Right.
We're going to dedicate a little bit of time to the book because we got to promote. Y'all got to go get it. Come on, talk about it, bro. Talk about it.
All right, so I'm going to go a little bit into, today. What portion of the book I want to talk about? I want to talk about a beautiful learning example that I learned in life. And it has to do with, what's the word? Creating your future. There's a quote out there that says, the only way to predict your future is to create it. You heard that before? Probably from me. The only way to predict your future is to create it.
No, it's the first I hear, but okay. I like it.
That's good, right?
You gotta put that on a t-shirt, man.
So, and to do that, you have to use your free will. You gotta start creating what you want. All right, so I worked at a place. It was cool. I liked everything they had, but nothing was developed to where it should be. So most employees come into a place like that, and they just, this job sucks. Oh, this isn't right. I don't like this, that, the other, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. And they just kind of suffer through it. So they don't know where their future is going to go at that place. And they either end up not liking their job, being miserable, not performing well there. And then eventually, either leaving, getting fired, looking for another job, whatever the case may be. All right, I decided I'm going to use my free will. I'm going to fix the whole company. Most people are like, you can't fix the company, Greg. Bet. Watch this example. So this is what I did. So I came into this area. It's called prefab. It's where before the... we made metal products. Before the metal products are welded and put together, they have to be cut to size, take the burrs off, put holes in them if they have holes, put slots in their slots, bend them, whatever the case may be. You do all that stuff first, then you give it to the assembly crew, they put it together. All right, so this little department, this little area that I had, it wasn't even an area. They said, okay, man, you're going to be the prefab guy. Here's a table, and the parts are going to come to you. You have to... Get whatever is on the print, put it on the piece of metal, give it to assembly. So it sucked. I didn't have room to move. I had very lit. It took me forever to get projects done because there wasn't a lot of room. The tools that I needed, I had to walk halfway across the shop to get them. When I was done with something, I had to try to move it out the way and stack it so I could bring the next thing in. It was just a bunch of ordeal. So, In my head, I started thinking, man, I wish there was like a nice department, like a nice prefab department. So I took that thought and I started building it. I started moving machines out the way, you know, put racks, sliding them over. People ask me, what are you doing? What are you moving stuff around for? I tried not to answer. I had a vision. I didn't say nothing. The boss didn't say, hey, stop doing that. I was like, okay. So I did, whenever I needed to go to a machine, I go to that machine. On my way back, I try to get the forklift, pick up the machine, bring it with me, put it in my department, like, you know, start building it. So, a whole bunch of more details. You can get to it in the book if you guys are interested in this section. The end of the story is they ended up creating an entire prefab department, promoting me to a department lead. Then they took that idea and they did it all throughout the rest of the company. Because before it was just a guy in this section, he does stuff. A few guys over here in their section, they do stuff. But now it was a prefab department. A pre-fitting department, which is where like they put the metal parts together and they just tack them. Then they take it to the welding department. They weld it into da-da-da-da. It goes to final inspection. It goes to paint. Like it just becomes a nice, fluid dynamic. But it all started because I decided instead of just complaining or being grumpy and not doing nothing about it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to fix it.
You're changing the narrative, man.
Yeah, I'm going to change it up. So that's another little tip in there for everybody out there that, well, I hope, you know, is a good story on what you can do, man. Like,
tell them the name of the book.
The Gift of Free Will.
Where they can find it at? The Gift
of Free Will. It's on Amazon, of course. It's on audible.com. Yeah, that's the audio book. It's on kindle.com. It is, I think that might be it. That might be the main two places. Listen, those are the easiest ones that can find.
Let me tell you something.
I might need to put it on some other places soon.
Let me tell you something about that book. I started reading it. I haven't finished it, but I started reading it. And the introduction to me was so intense to me. Intense in the sense of information.
Okay.
Information that, believe it or not, is right. It's so right in front of us.
Yeah. Yes. That's the other part of it.
It's just like, wow.
Yes.
Holy. Like, yes. We get so caught up. Like you said, man, we get so caught up in the routine, on the daily routine of waking up, go to work, come back, do one or two things around the house, chill with the family, go to sleep.
Yep.
And you do that every day for 5 days, sometimes for 6 days.
Sometimes six, yeah.
And then you have 1 or 2 days to hang out with the fam on the weekends, which that's when, and out of the whole 7 days,
yeah,
you only pick two.
That's it.
To do something different.
That's different, yeah.
Two out of 7 days.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's insane to me. Like, out of 7 days, you pick two days, and sometimes one.
Sometimes
because
one.
On that one day, you spend a little bit too much money on whatever, and it's just like, you know what, let's just
take
it easy. Let's just take it easy tomorrow, watch, you know, it's just Netflix all day, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's insane how, especially when you live in an area, like for example, We live in Florida.
Yeah.
There's so many things to do.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, man. You got Disney's, Universal, SeaWorld, Wakaiva Springs, Gatorland.
And that's just the attractions. We also got the beach, lakes.
That's just to name a
wildlife,
few. Wildlife. Right.
Like the Everglades, crocodiles, dinosaurs walking around. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do.
International Drive, man. That thing is popping like crazy.
Crazy.
So, all these things to do.
Yeah.
You got a comedy club that opens from Monday to Monday, man. And down in downtown Orlando.
What's it called?
You also Laugh Out Loud or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Laugh Loud. Ooh. And then you have another comedy club in International Drive, open mic. So okay. There's a lot of this is just comedy.
Yeah.
That I love to watch. You know, and I love to watch comedy. I love to go to these comedy clubs. But there's a lot of things, concerts. There's, man, we live.
Oh my goodness.
We live.
That's right, Orlando. Yeah, every artist comes to Orlando.
At one point, you got an NBA team that you can go watch a game. You got hockey.
That's right.
I mean, soccer. I mean, you name it.
Unlimited.
The MLB, I think Red Sox have spring games here. And the Yankees in Tampa. You got football, the Buccaneers. So we have all these places that we could go, and we only took 2 days.
Yep.
And sometimes one out of the week.
Yep.
To hang with the fam.
Yep.
I think, and you notice that just in the introduction is one of those things that you forget.
Yep.
You forget it. You
completely forget it.
And all of a sudden you're reading these,
Yeah.
Yo, to narrow it down, time is
valuable.
Is the most valuable
resource. It's the most valuable resource that humans can spend. I remember that from there.
That's to narrow down my experience with the beginning of the. This is just the beginning. Like, I ain't even got so deep.
You are not even in at all.
So, I got to go get this. Cop the book, man. It's a good read. You got a bunch of choices you could pick from what, as far as consuming this amazing literature.
Yeah.
Listen, trust me, I'm not a reader.
Yeah, okay? That's crazy. I do not read.
So it takes me. I'm still reading a book from 3 years ago. Okay.
Wow.
I'm almost done.
You might as well give it up.
Nah, I'm almost done, and it's so crazy because you just go back to it for whatever reason, and I remember what I left off.
Oh, okay,
it's one of those books. It's a really good book. So, but I don't care. We're not going to talk about that book. We're going to talk about this book right here.
This book, baby. The Gift of Free Will. Check it out.
Copy. Check it out. Amazon, wherever he said it was at. Available.
It's pretty much available Amazon, anywhere you can get a book. Kindle. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Audiobooks.com. Right.
So, what else you got going on, man?
Other than that, I just thought about something crazy. I mean, I always like to think about some left field stuff. I just want to put this perspective into your mind. Did you know every planet in our solar system can fit between the Earth and the Sun? I'm sorry, between the Earth and the Moon.
What do you mean?
The Earth and the Moon.
The Earth and the Moon.
The distance between the Earth and the Moon, you can fit every planet in our solar system. Saturn, Jupiter, every planet. Like, say this is the Earth, say this is the Moon.
Uh-huh.
You can fit all of the planets in between that
distance. Oh, I see that. I see that.
Here's what's crazy. We can see that far.
Yeah.
That's far. Think about how far we can see. I mean, I know this is maybe little and silly, but
that's like 9 billion miles
or something crazy.
If you think about it, it is insane, man.
It's insane.
And this is you can see these. You can see that far with equipment old as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the technology has been
way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
But here's
the thing about this one. The Moon, you don't even need a telescope. You can just look up,
man,
and be like, oh,
listen, there you heard it about is, this right new there? Phone?
Uh-uh.
The Samsung new phone that you can see the moon, the details of the moon with the camera.
Wow.
With this phone's camera.
A phone camera.
Yeah. You haven't heard about it?
Nah.
It's the latest Samsung phone, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
You can see like the things on the moon and shit. Like, you can see with the naked eye. Like, I can look up
and
you
see
it. Yeah. Pretty dope.
Samsung what?
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't even know what they're on now. Are they still on like galaxies? Do they still make Samsung Galaxy?
Notes? Maybe the Note?
Samsung Note?
That I used to have like those phones, man. I used to love the Notes. I think that's the best phone
I've ever. Is that the one with the pen?
I don't know.
Put a little pen out.
That all depends, because they started with the pen and then they got rid of it. So I like the one that they got. I think it was Note 5.
No more pen.
Note 3, Note 5. In between then, it was the best phone to me ever built. The most comfortable, the best phone I ever
had. And now you can't get it anymore?
What happened was I never had an iPhone before then. So,
okay. Then you found an iPhone.
I was just like, I don't know, they have an iPhone. And then I got one and I was like,
I like this.
I remember the first iPhone I got, I was like, I don't like it. I took it back.
Really? Wow.
I took it back. And then the guy in the store said, let me just show you a few things about this phone.
Yeah.
And he showed me and I was like, you know what? I'll give it a second.
Let me try that one more time. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
And ever since then, I have iPhones. And it's been like 5 years now.
True. Yeah, they're good, man. That's a popular phone. There's a lot of iPhone users out there. Yeah, think about that. My other thing I got going, you know me, I'm always trying to do little projects around the house. So my 15-year-old, she keeps talking to us about wanting a garden. So I think I'm going to build her some garden boxes, like the elevated ones.
Oh, you got everything to do so.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to, I mean, all I need is a little bit of wood and got the sand, wood up there.
And sand. I'm not saying
dirt. That's it. And then I'm going to try to set it up, man. So that's going to be
That's really cool, man. That's really cool because you can see it. My dad did that with me.
Yeah, exactly. I want to do something like that where you get to put something in the ground, watch it grow, take care of it, and then you get to pick the fruit and, you know, eat it. And
my dad did that with me. Tomatoes or whatever. When I was a kid, he did exactly the same thing.
Cool.
And he told me from the beginning of this, from the seed, like you put the seed down. I remember building it.
Okay.
The dirt in Puerto Rico was right there, so we didn't have to buy the dirt.
Oh, cool.
So is that that reddish?
Rich, yeah. Oh, man, it's good really soil. Cool.
So we got the dirt, and then he explained to me how many seeds to put in a hole, how deep the holes have to be, and how to cover it, when to water, when to put the seeds in the ground, because it has to be at a certain moon.
Oh.
The moon has to be at a certain, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's
certain phase.
That's yeah, it's true. Like a banana, but the banana
crescent. Shape. That's a crescent moon. Okay.
That's the right time to put the, according to my dad. That he could have been wrong, but it don't matter.
Probably not.
It worked.
Right? Exactly.
The plants were beautiful, and he didn't want me to point it at him. He didn't want me to do this. He said, "Don't point at the plants. That's bad. Just talk to them. And when you grab them, when you touch them, you can touch them, but you touch them below in the leaf. Like the leaf below it. Below, you got the top of the leaf and the bottom of the leaf. The bottom of the leaf. Just grab it like that and talk to them like if you're talking to your son. That's what my dad said to me.
Wow.
So I said, hell yeah.
I'm going to do it, Dad. I got this. Let's go.
I did the whole 9 yards, man.
And it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked.
See?
It worked. And it was, I don't remember what was the fruit. It was a fruit. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
But I remember forgetting about it. And then we eating one day. And he goes, "You like the food?" And I was like, "Hell yeah." And that was, some of that food you're eating is some of the food that you grew,
man.
And I was like, "Word!
Whoa, what's up, bro? What? I'm a farmer, Dad. Let's go!" Yeah, exactly.
Yes. He skipped the part of prepping it and all of that.
Yeah,
he just skipped that plate, and that to me was mind blowing. And
it's like, I grew this.
And my dad told me, you ever heard of that guy has a hand for planting?
In English, you say he has a green thumb.
Is it?
Yeah, in English, that's how you say it.
So I have a green thumb.
You have a green thumb.
I do. Everything I put down on the ground got
it works. Good results.
It's crazy because you see it.
Yeah.
You can see it. It's rare that I put something on dirt and it doesn't come out.
And but it's because that initial lesson.
Yes.
You know what you're doing. Most people just throw some stuff in there and they're like, "I hope it works." Nah.
and also you have to have the say this, you have to feel it, bro. When you have to have a relationship with nature when you do
true.
Shit like that.
Yes,
you can just say, "Oh, I'm just buy this." No, you have to feel it. What you're doing, you have to feel it.
I agree with that.
You understand what I'm saying? You have to get into it. You have to get into it, like make love.
Not like that, but the same.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah,
like you have to.
It takes patience. You gotta have some forethought. You gotta put your feelings into it. You gotta
nurture.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's nurturing. You have to nurture plants. You're just like you nurture a child. That's why. Treat it like your son, man. Treat it like your little baby, your little... And that's what I want to do with my daughter.
Nurture,
man.
Is the word. I say making love, but that's not it. It's nurture.
Nurture, yeah. I know what you mean because the same thing. You know, like it's the same thing. And not only that, my other goal with it is to help, you know, encourage everybody to step out of the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, inside is cool. There's a lot of fun stuff to do inside. I get it. But there's some cool stuff outside, too. And what for me... Something I enjoy is nature. Like you mentioned, I like watching the trees and like seeing stuff. So why not plant something, watch the trees, and now you get to reap the fruits. And for me, I already know what I wanted to plant. The first thing is tomatoes because I love tomatoes. And I've never, ever had a fresh, real,
really?
Hand-grown, out-of-the-ground tomato. And I cannot wait to eat one. Oh, I cannot wait.
I can give you a few tips about tomatoes. We'll talk about it later. Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, believe it or not, I think the hardest part of gardening, is watering the thing.
That's the hardest part?
Yeah, because you got to remember to do it.
Hmm.
You got so many things going on, and you have to add this new task that every day, a certain time, you have to water it.
Oh, that's what you're saying. It's not...
That's the hardest part, to remember it. Remembering, like, sometimes it's like 10 o'clock at night, and you're like, "Oh, look. The plants."
Oh, yeah.
You have to go. If it's too cold, you got to skip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It burns the plant. So We live in Florida, and soon it's going to get warm again.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
And you'll be good, but...
I'm going to try to build it.
The time you water the plant has a lot to do with how it grows.
Wow.
And the amount of water that you put in, because it can get fungus if you put too much. If it doesn't have enough drainage system in the bottom, that water can just sit there and kill the plant.
Ooh, that's so good. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it right. I've been looking up some
and I'm not
some
an images expert.
And some stuff on how to build it, and that was one of the things. Like, the bottom of the box needs to have good drainage. You have to put like a 2x4, and then you skip two spots and put a 2x4, skip two spots, or plastic, actually, what they said, because the wood eventually can rot from the water. But I'm gonna seal the wood. Anyways, so you do that, and then you get like this cheesecloth, they call it, and put it across the bottom. Then you start putting your dirt and building it up, because it lets, you know, it lets a little bit of the moisture drain out. Just because in the ground naturally, water does that. It keeps draining down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just sit in there.
Right. Like, wow. That has a lot to do with how it grows. So I'm not an expert by no means. I always done it. I always done it. Like, at least every couple of years, I just get into this bench where I want to grow tomatoes.
Yeah. Is it always tomatoes?
I did it last year. I did it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Now I have an orange tree that I'm trying to turn off the ground. And right now, I just don't know where to plant it. Like,
you got to find a spot. Yeah, that's true.
That's my dilemma right now.
Where do I put this guy at? A tree.
Every day I talk to him, like, hey, man, I'm looking for your spot. I'm looking for your spot. Don't worry about it. You're going to get a new home real soon.
I just don't know where it is yet.
You can see him in the bucket like, yo.
I want to grow.
I'm ready to go. Let me go, Dad. You know what I mean?
I'm ready to move out of this little bedroom into my house. He'll make it.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. It's a little journey. It's a journey to go on, you know, because I want to do things, you know, that interest girls. You know, I grew up doing all boy things because I'm a boy. And I have my son, and we do, you know, racing in cars and digging in cars and garage and all kind of boy stuff. But with the girls, you know, I don't really have any, like, set aside tasks that we do together. So I want to try to get this. And I'm hoping, well, I already know, once you get one involved, then, you know, the ones that are up and coming, they're going to just kind of follow it. They'll be like, oh, I'm going to try. Oh, wow, you made tomatoes. Can I try carrots? Yeah, go ahead, get your carrots. This can be your little section of the box. Like, show me what you got. Let me see. I want to try. Can I make some lettuce? I don't know. Get some lettuce. Try to see what you can do.
You know why tomatoes is easier? Because it's faster.
It grows fast?
Yeah. It grows faster than I think anything out there because you see the product real fast.
Cool.
It don't take long.
Really?
Yeah, it don't take
long.
Like
2 weeks?
The plant gets, I don't know, about a foot high and it's already flowering.
Wow, that's quick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe a little higher. But they don't take that long. They flower real fast.
Nice. Good.
So good luck with that, man. That's a good project for the kids, man.
Yeah. It should be good. It should be, and it teaches them some...
At what age you think you can let a kid cut with scissors?
Five? Yeah. Four.
You think they got the motor skills at 5 o'clock, 5 years old to do that?
Yeah.
Without cutting themselves?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't give them, like, pruning shears, but the little kid scissors, you know, with the rounded tips.
I'm talking about real scissors.
Oh.
Like real.
I would say... Let's see. So, I'm going to speak from experience. My oldest used a real knife, I'll say, instead of like a butter knife to cut something at the age of like, let's see, she was probably 11, 10 or 11, and she cut her hand really bad. So, I would say maybe 12 or 13, somewhere around there. With real scissors, right?
You know what my son did? Yeah.
Okay.
So I got these scissors, right?
Yeah.
In the kitchen. And he's really... I use it to cook.
Like, oh, cooking scissors. When I season... Those aren't scissors. They're called shears in English. Because they are like... They're meant for cutting chicken and cutting beef, like those kind. Yeah. They're sharp.
But they're not that big. They're small.
Yeah.
Because my wife's little. So
they're small, but they're sharp.
I didn't buy this big thing. So... I'm
Yeah, the blade's only like this big, right?
Yeah.
But the handle's a little bit bigger.
Right. The handle, your whole hand fits in it.
Yeah.
So I'm cooking, right? I'm not using the scissors at this point. I'm just cooking something else. And I seen Kevin going to the freezer and get those ice things that kids eat that you cut the top. Ice pop, right?
Okay.
So he grabbed one, and usually he goes, "Yo, Dad, can you open it for me?"
Cool.
Right? But then he walked away. And I just kept going on what I was doing. I said, maybe he learned how to open it.
With his
mouth. Yeah, he bite the crap out of it, and he just find out. I said, yes, that's a win, right?
Yeah.
And so then he brought it back to me when he was done. And I grabbed the package, and I was about to throw it in the trash, and I looked at it, and it was perfectly cut. And I looked, and I'm like, And I grabbed another one. I said, you want another one, bro? He goes, oh, you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I do. I said, here we go. And I turned my back, like, you know.
Like you're not watching?
Like, I'm not watching. He went around the corner. There's a little table. He went over there. He grabbed the scissors. He cut the tip, put the scissors down, and kept walking. I'm like, this mother.
What? Who taught you that? Somebody taught him that. Who taught him that?
He's watching his sisters. That's what they do.
Oh.
But they 14, 13 years
old.
They
exactly.
Older. They know enough. Exactly how to manage that.
Oh.
But he's four, bro. He's 4 years old. And I'm like, I'm going to have to hide these things, man.
No, you're not.
Because his fingers. Here's another thing. I was wrong when I didn't let my son use a glass
cup,
really, because he going to drop it.
Exactly.
His hands are too little.
Yes.
So I always give him plastic cups.
Yep.
So my wife was like, no, we're doing something different. And I said, he needs to learn that he needs to be careful with that glass. And I'm like, I don't know if I can watch him do this.
Yeah, he's going to drop it. He is going to. It's going to go. Psh.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Plus, I got to clean it up.
And she goes like, no, we're going to try this. Just bear with me. So we started doing that. And he's aware now, after he broke two of them fucking cups. He's aware.
Well, I would hope so.
He's aware now. He noticed when the cup is too close to the edge of the table. You know, when kids eat, they just put it wherever
they want.
They don't put it in front of them where they don't have to knock it down. You know,
they don't worry about it.
They don't care.
Yeah, they hit it with their elbow.
So now he's aware of that. Oh. So my wife was right and I was wrong.
But he probably had to drop a few.
Yeah, you have to be willing to.
He didn't cut himself, did he?
No.
Okay.
No.
But same daughter.
But the way he
dropped. She's in the sink washing a cup and she dropped it and it broke. And I think she went to scoop it out of the sink or whatever and clean it up. And she, man, she was bleeding deep on her finger. But glass is dangerous, man. You got to be careful with it.
So now she knows how to,
but now she
how
knows.
To handle it.
Yes.
She knows how to handle glass. Now she picks it up slowly instead of,
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
So.
I mean, it is a good way to teach.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but it does
not
work.
Not on the expense of cutting them.
Jeez.
I don't want to see my son cut up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see it. But my wife had this idea, and I was like, I don't know. Let's try it out. We were monitoring it. Like, it was not like you're like, here and go.
Yeah.
Like, here go. It. See you later. No, we just were sitting there looking at like a science project.
Yeah. Experiment with your kids.
We right there, both of them looking. Did he go down? Oh, he's doing all right. Okay.
So drop number one. Did he?
He knocked it with his arm. It wasn't even like drop. He knocked it. Pow.
Okay.
Because he wasn't thinking like, okay, that can break if you're not careful.
What was his reaction? Was he scared? Was
scared
he
out
like
of his
nervous?
Mind.
Oh, he didn't know what was going on.
He was crying because he was like, oh, damn, what did I do? I broke a glass with my dad and my mom.
Yeah.
And then the noise, because, you know, it's kind of, it's messy. It's just like glass everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my goodness.
The other one, I don't really remember, but he said, Dad. Oh, I remember. He went to put it in the sink, and he dropped it.
Yeah.
He put it.
Okay, yep.
He just went as high as he could go.
Let it go.
He can't reach all the way in.
Oh, yeah. So he just reached up. Okay, I'm over the sink and let go.
So we teach him to pick up your dishes, man. You can't just leave
yep,
stuff
same
there.
Here.
So he went to put it and he dropped it. Like a boy, a regular boy. Wow!
Yep.
And kept moving and then. And he was, devastated.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
So
what
now, sometimes he forgets.
Yep.
And he throw things in the sink. But I
bet you when he gets a cup, he was like.
Tell him. Yeah.
No.
No. He don't put it in the sink no more. He put it next to it. He's like. Next to the sink, he pushes it in. All right, cool. We cool.
You know what I mean? So I gotta worry about it.
He's aware.
Cool.
That thing
so he
break.
Learned.
He didn't learn because it'll cut you. He learned because it'll mess you up. My mom will scream at you for being messy. You know, for being messy.
Yeah.
But yeah, she
That's
won.
That's a win. That's a win.
She won on that one. I was sad because I was like, nah, man, this shit works.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? But it worked out. He didn't get cut, and now now he uses a class card.
Kids can learn quick, man. They can, and especially when they have older siblings. Like, I kind of forget that sometimes too. That I'll be like, man, Mason, you're doing so good. Like, where'd you get that? And then my nana would be like, I taught him that.
Yeah. I'll get the same thing.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Now how do you feel since you're in the same situation as me? You have 3 girls, right?
Yep, older girls.
And a wife. That's 4 women.
4 women in the house.
And then you have your son.
Yep.
God bless him. I love him.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, when they learn stuff the girls do.
Yeah.
Does it ever cross your mind this boy's gonna be girly?
All the time. All the time.
So what do you do to cope with that?
I tell him. Like, okay, so wearing a purse. When he picks up and carries like a backpack or a bag, he holds it like a purse. Because everyone that he is around carries it the same way. So I take it off. I put it on. Hey, man, do it like this. Sometimes he stands. He'll stand still. He'll put his hand on his hip. Because everybody does it. I'm like, hey, okay, man. I just slap his hand. Bam, don't do that. He doesn't know what I'm doing. But I'm like, don't do that.
You know, I never done anything about it.
Okay.
Because I don't know what to do. As far as, you know,
just
like,
tell him.
Okay. No, because he's not, I don't know when this is going to happen. So far, he whines a lot. So that whining.
That's another one.
Comes from the girls. Because yep. I know the girls, that's how they do
that's
it.
That's how they do.
And
which
that's
is
how,
fine.
They just girls, I understand it.
Yep.
They young kids.
Yep.
They kids. And they do whining every now and then. And mm-hmm. and he picked that up. And
you know what's funny?
And I told him, speak right. Talk right.
Yes.
That's not how
that's
you talk.
That's what you want. Use your words. Speak
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Don't whine. Yeah. No. Tell me. I mean, this is what I do. Mason. I say it loud. I usually don't raise my voice ever. This is me raising. This is me screaming at him. Mason, what do you want? And he stops. And he says, okay, let's handle it. Like that. Like I show him. Because he doesn't know. He just does what they do. And now it's getting to the point, even the girls say it. Why are you whining? And in my head, I'm like,
because
you whine.
Because y'all do it, yeah.
Why are you whining?
Yeah. I'm
why
glad
you
it
whining?
Bothers you.
I don't say it out loud. I just look
I would. If I give you everything that, because I'm glad. Nope. I'm glad you don't like it. Because I don't like it either. Okay?
But that's how girls roll, man. That's how they roll. And I'm proud of them. Let y'all do y'all thing. But yeah, because here's it. And you too. It's your responsibility to make your boy a man. It's my responsibility to make my boy
but,
a man.
But see, that's one thing where I have to disagree. Okay. Because I want my boy to be a boy. Just be
well,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean eventually.
Just be whatever comes to your mind and let him grow into whatever he is. I don't want to form him. I don't want to mold him to be a man. I know what men things. I know I want him to be respectful.
Yep.
I want to be a gentleman.
Yep.
I can teach him all those things.
Yeah.
If that's not being a man, bro.
That is.
And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But as far as you know, doing other things, I let him grow out of all these things, because I've talked to people that they tell me, I don't know what I do if my son is gay.
And I'm like,
what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What exactly are you going to do? So in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to push him to do anything except to be a good person.
That's it? That's good, good person. For me, I mean, and I hope I hope y'all have different personalities. Just like me and Ruben are, we have different personalities. For me.
And that's respectful. Okay.
Like, that is, like, part, like a good person, okay, cool. But there's so much more. Like, and I'm very, so... This, all right, let me try to explain it. I think men should be proud to be men. But that doesn't mean that you have to be a bodybuilder. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make you a man. A man is some of what you mentioned. Respectful. A leader.
Yeah.
Someone who has, you know, self-confidence. Someone that other people support and rely on. Someone that's leading. That has a mission. Someone that's going on an adventure, accomplishing tasks. Like, that's...
You just
that's
mentioned
my
me,
goal.
You just mentioned Michelle Obama.
Who?
Michelle Obama. That's
okay. All
everything
right.
You mentioned there was a woman.
Okay. Well, she's
a leader.
Okay. Well, she's a good man.
But
but that's what you know what I'm saying.
But that's,
it's
I hear
not
what
just
you're
like a good person.
I hear
so
what you're saying.
That's but kids nowadays they won't get that. They won't get it unless a a somebody tells them, hey, look, these are the goals. These are the things I want you to learn. And if you don't do it early, I hope everybody hears it. If you don't do it early, someone else will. That's an old expression. Like, if you don't raise your kids, someone else will. If you don't talk to your kids about sex, someone else will. If you don't blah, blah, blah. But now it's infinity times more important now because of electronic devices. So, yeah, it's just, I guess the way to explain it is, if you don't raise your kids, someone else will. If you don't talk to your kids about what mission, what goal they're going to go through, someone else will. And for me, as a parent, I want to be a parent. I'm not ashamed. I'm not going to sit back and say, well, I just want my kid to kind of, you know, just, I want to be like, look, I'm your parent. I'm going to coach you. I'm going to guide you through. Because here's the thing, bro, and everybody says this, no matter how you feel. You've already been through so many bad things. You've already been through them. Why would you want your child to go through them at the same time? Why not just teach them? Like, look, man.
I mean, I
know this is going to happen, so let me just tell you beforehand what's going to happen. If you still go and do it, cool. But I told you. At least I, as a parent, gave you some knowledge to use.
Yeah, but that's at one point.
It starts at age one, dude.
I'm saying at one point you have to get there. But a kid has to be a kid, man. I know what you're saying as far as or everything you mentioned. Yeah, you have to guide him, you have to coach him, all that. I agree.
Kids are still going to be kids, which is fine.
The kids, just be a boy. Let a boy be a boy. Like, me and my wife have this conversation every now and then, or things that he do. Like, is that normal? Yeah, he's being a boy. What, playing with dirt and lifting it up and throwing it over his head? He's a boy. That's what they do. That's what I did.
For me, you know what, though? That's a kid. Because my daughters did the same thing. They made mud pies and threw rocks at each other. That's just kid stuff.
Well, my daughter never did shit like that, but my son did. Both my sons did. Both my sons were messy as hell. They're messy.
They were kids.
They will walk into a muddy pot of water and they walk right into the house.
Yep.
Without any regards.
And then look at the steps behind them.
Yeah.
Look, Dad. What are you doing? I'm making mud pot. Why? What are you doing? And then go jump on the couch. So, I'm like, what?
So see these things. I want to let him do that.
Yeah. Knock yourself out on that.
Because I know that at one point things are going to get rough. But that's going to be there to walk him through it.
Yep.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yep.
But that's what I meant.
True. Anyway. Okay.
Hey, man. It was fun.
Yeah.
We've been through another episode, Let It Out Show. I hope you enjoy. Hope you like it. Yeah. You know how to follow us on all social media. Let It Out Show everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Spotify.
Apple Music. Anywhere. We all over the place.
Worldwide, so, baby.
Support.
Worldwide.
You know what it is? Stay tuned. All right?
Peace. See y'all out.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Let It Out. Stay tuned for the next, y'all.